if the island could all play chumash, I want to also, after, I want to say one verse of the parasha, Megabe Pesach, I want to show them Sukkim. Yeah, that God, I'm showing them Sukkim. Before we go through the Inyan Pesach, which we'll do most of the time, I want to share them a medrash. I saw this medrash once in a joke book. I once saw this medrash in a joke book. I think it was when I bought my father a joke book once that he should have learned it, that he should have for his speeches. So it was a clean joke book. I bought my father a joke book once that in his speeches he should have some good jokes. And somebody had told me, I asked somebody who was back camped in his manner for a clean joke book. And they advised me a certain book, and I went and bought it for my father. It may have been there. This joke. But the mice, it's a medrash. It's a medrash in our parish, in Parish Shemini. It's a good joke, and it's also a good musr. So, the combination of both, I want to share you a medrash in Parish Shemini. The joke had a better ending, like a more better climax, like a good punchline ending. But either way, maybe you could turn it into such. But this is the medrash as follows. The medrash is an actual story. The medrash says there was a certain Talmud, he was a chassid. There was a guy who was a tzaddik, and he had a father who drank a lot of wine, was a drunkard. The Shasi Cham Natuva, the Medrash Tanchum, not a Medrash Rabbah. His father was a drunkard. Uvichol Eden Dadi Nafel L'Shuka. Every time his father would collapse in the shuk, his father would drink and get stoned and collapse on the floor. Aswal Ulemya, these youngsters would come, young kids would come, Umakin Yasei Ba'abnin Uvitzroyrin. They would hit his father with sticks and racks. His grown man would be lying on the floor, a drunkard, and the kids would beat him up. V'tzvachin, and they would scream, v'kayrim basroyim, call after him, chazu shikra, ah, shikra, Joe the shikra's here. The kids would taunt him and beat him. U'kisharayi b'nai achasid, when his son, the tzaddik, saw this, who machlim, he was embarrassed, v'shoyolus nafshalomus, he wanted to die. The son was like tremendously embarrassed, he has his father who was a total drunkard lying in the streets. Every day the son said, Abba, ani ashagir I'll send, v'yavoyu l'chol l'beischa, and I'll bring to your house, mikol ha'yayim shemoichu v'medina, I'll buy you all the wines they sell in the Medina, v'loy seilech lishtois b'beis ha'yayim, just don't go to the bars. Sha'at ha'yisecher per mimenu mimecha, mimeni or mimecha, you're making embarrassment, you're making b'zioinis for me and for you. V'oimerloi kein pa'machas u'shtayim b'chol yoyim, you tell him once or twice a day, please, Tati, drink at home. You're making bezyonis out of the home mishpach of me and you. Just drink, be a drunkard at home, but don't go to the bars. At Sha'amar Aviv, his father said, Sheyasek Moshu Amar, Shalayeh Lishvash Besayayim, till his father was takamask him to drink at home. Chen Osa Chosid, Shu'aisle b'chol yoyim b'chol layla machl mishta. He'd make him every day food and drink. U'miyashna b'mitase, he'd put him to sleep in bed. V'achar ho'yotlein, the kid would go. He was trying to cut down on his father's embarrassment. It was one time, it was a rainy day, and the chassid was walking in the shuk, and he was going to daven. He sees a guy lying in the marketplace on the floor, a different guy, a drunkard. And water is pouring on the guy, the guy's mamash soaked, he's lying on the floor, water is falling on the guy, the puddles, his mamash lying in a puddle. The kids and the girl and all the teenagers, they're beating up this guy. They're throwing stuff in his face and in his mouth. They're stuffing his mouth and stuff. The kids are chaffering him. So the chassid sees this. Omar Baliba, he said to himself, let me get my tata and bring him here. The arilay, and I'll show him zeh shikr. V'acher pashoisi menu habachna anorim. Let me show him this drunkard, and let me show him all the embarrassment. Let me show him the embarrassment that's happening to a drunkard. Let him see what happens when somebody's a drunkard. Ula yimne piv milishtis beisayayin l'shtaker. Maybe he'll stop getting drunk. If I show him the embarrassment of a drunkard, I'll show him, look at this guy lying on the floor being mevuzah. So take a see, on your own self it's hard to see. You'll see. So he did reveal Lisham there Hirayalai. He brings the father and shows him the shikra on the floor. So what does old father do? Halachet la shikr. He leans over to the drunkard, Vishal, and he asks him, the Azebes Bayashas Isayayim, Shemistakabai, where do you get such good wine? That's the nice laugh, guys. It's a joke. But anyway, no, here it's written in the magic, so you don't have to laugh. But the father leans over and says, where do you get such good stuff? So Amalai Binayachas is that in the joke book they ended there. I don't remember, there was a punchline. It had like a good line where he asked him where do you get, but that's the story of the Mesh. The son then Amalai Bnei Achasid. The son says to his father, Abba, Bishvil Zekra Sicha, you think that's why I showed you this? You find out where to get good wine? El Shatira Kherpa Shaisim was it. You should see the bizyainus that happens to the guy. Kikain Oisim Mukhabe Shata Shaisa. They do to you when you drink also. Ulai Shatimna Picha Milishta Sibesayayim. Maybe this will cause you not to drink in the bars. Omar Lai. So the father said, Bini, my son. And here lies the core of why people can't push it. The people give in to their taivas. People give in to their taivas. They run to movies. Kol minei shtuyot are lying in the gutter full of filth. Anybody who's not shakua and these stupid taivas, people turn on the radio of Goyish music over and over. And if you're not shakua and these taivas, you see you're lying in the gutter, letting filth be poured on you. And the question is, show them somebody else. Bring them to one of these rappers. Bring them to one of these Goyim. Look, do you see the filth? The guy's lying in the mud, full of bizu vizyonis. And the father said such an interesting response. The joke book in my eyes missed maybe the most important answer. Is the father says, Amar Lai, the father, the shikr, who sees the filth, and he says, and he can't refrain anyway, he leans over seeing the filth, and knowing the disgrace of it, and he leans over and he says, where did you get such good wine from? So what's the word? What guy's in the sugar of Almas? He says, Bini, b'chaya in my life, ein li tanig bin ganed nelazeh. This is the only pleasure that I have in my life. K'sheshama chasid holoch le b'mapach nefesh. And then the Medrash ends off that Simchas Yayin is not the same as the Torah. The Medrash says Yayin, when it leaves his body, Vayogan Babalibai, the wine is instant pleasure, but the second it leaves, sadness fills the heart. Zayyitzev Zeba, the second it leaves, it's fleeting, but not only doesn't have Simcha, it brings sadness. These fleeting pleasures, it brings sadness immediately after the movie is depression. The sadness is down. Immediately after the song that riles him up is over, Zayyitzev Zeba, the Yogan comes. Vatayba Mitzvahs, he oinig vasimcha vayil mazeh vayil maba. A life of Torah and mitzvahs, of dedication to Hashem's Torah and his mitzvahs, is a life of simcha vayil mazeh vayil maba. Shinemer ki chayech baruch yamecha, vayil mazeh vayil maba. What the Tata said to the son is, I have no pleasure in life. I've never been able to sustain Torah and mitzvahs, to get a tam in it, to work on it, to focus on it. So I have no pleasure, this is all I know. So you show me the degradation, you show me disgrace, it doesn't help. I never experienced. Chaya, he swears to the son, he says, B'chaya, ain't li tanav ganeid nelazeh. This is the only thing I relate to. It's mamish like the sadness of a little kid with a lollipop. And then the guy's 6 years old, and he just sucks lollipops all day. Nebuch, he never learned about that bigger pleasures. You have a 50-year-old man who drives around his toy car, vroom, 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 and he's, the guy Nebuch, he never learned that bigger pleasure. You could have a real car, you could sit in a Lexus, you could do some, there's better stuff, buddy. But the guy Nebuch, he never learned. To him, B'chai, I never taste anything else. I know this is stupid, I know I don't look so good. You show me somebody else, a 50-year-old man who's driving on the toy car. I never taste anything else. I never was successful in business. I'm an onion. So that's what the Tata said to the son. With all the disgrace, you'll show me how sick it is, but I never tasted anything else. So to me, I never experienced any other deeper ana. I never sat and tried to grow. I never experienced that ana. To me, this is my only experience. My only experience is a little toy car. Yeah. It's a beautiful medrash. What to make of it? I'm pointing one thing. There's probably other things to learn from this medrash that I leave to them's imagination. But if I care, to them's thinking, not imagination, to them's spininess. But the medrash is a beautiful medrash. Okay. Adkan, that's not the main thing I wanted to do with Dailam. I would like to learn some sukkim with Dailam to point something out. If Dailam could look in Shmois Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. In Shmois Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, it says, Shmois Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. It says, V'igadeta levincha. V'igadeta levincha. V'ayoy mahu. Teach your son on that day, Lamar saying, V'avur zeh os Hashem li b'teisi Mitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did for me when we left Mitzrayim. That's one pasuk I want Eilim to see. Another pasuk I want to help to see is Dvarim Vav, pasuk Chaf. A few psukim, it's a little random, the psukim, and I'll show you what I want from these different psukim. Dvarim Vav, pasuk Chaf. It says, Ki yishalcha bincha machar lemer. When your child will ask you, saying, Ma ha'edus v'achukim v'mishpatim, asher tziv Hashem lekechem eschem. When your child, Ki yishalcha bincha machar lemer, when your child will ask you, saying, what are these eidos and these chukim and mishpatim that Hashem commanded you? V'amarta levincha, pasuk aleph, say to your son, avad mayinu lepar b'mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. So your son asks you, what are these eidos and these chukim? So you tell him that we avad them to par b'mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out b'yad chazaka. This in Dvarim Vav, perek Vav, pasuk chaf and chaf aleph, is going on the Ben HaChacham. So the Ben HaChacham asks you, what are the Eidos and the Chukim Nishpatim about? And V'amarta Levincha, say to your son, we were avodim to Pari Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out. This is going on the Ben HaChacham's question and answer. He asks you, what are these Eidos and the Chukim that Hashem commanded you? And you tell him, V'amarta Levincha, you teach your son about Minim L'Pari Mitzrayim. This question and answer, Chazal tell us, is going on the Ben HaChacham, the wise child. In Shemais, if you can now look, in Shemais Yud Beis, in Shemais Yud Beis, Perek Chafav, is the Ben HaRasha. Yud Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chafav. In Shemais Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chafav, it says, V'haya, ki yoymru aleichem b'neichem, when your sons tell you, Mo ha'avoida zois lachem, V'amartim, you answer, Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem, Asher Pasach Abatim B'nei Yisroel B'Mitzrayim, B'Nogfes Mitzrayim V'Esbatzeinu Hitzil, V'Yigadom V'Yishtachvu, V'Yeilchu V'Yasu B'nei Yisroel K'Shetziv Hashem V'Smoish V'Aren Kein Asu. So you're, the old, when the Gemara, the Chazal tells us that this Pasach, who is this, V'Yer Melech B'Neichem, this is the Rasha. The Ben HaRasha asks you, what's the Avoy G'zois Lachem? Is Medayik B'Meshach Chachma Tu Diyukim? First of all, by the Ben HaChacham and the Tan, both of them, it says a lashon of your son asks you. Ki yishalcha, he asks you. He has a question. By the Ben HaRasha, ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem, he tells you, he doesn't ask anything. He doesn't ask any question. Ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem. The Torah doesn't say a question. It's not ki yishalcha. There's no question. Ki yoymer, we saw in Dvarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf, it was when he asks you. Ki yishalcha bincha machar. When he asks you a question, by the tam also it's ki asks you in Perek Yigimel. In Perek Yud Beis by the Rasha it says ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem, when they tell you. That's his first diak. And the second thing is by the tzaddik, by the Ben Chacham, it says lamer saying. Lamer always mean I want to reply. Ki yoymer lamer saying over, give me an explanation. By the Rasha it doesn't say lamer, the Meshachach the Dayak. Ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem, it doesn't say, he tells you saying. He doesn't want a lame, he doesn't want an answer back. What the Meshech Chacham is medayik is the Ben Arush's, all his tainas are not questions, but they're answers. They're explain the Chacham and the Sheini and the Tam is the Pshat. They ask. They want to know. They're inquiring. The Chacham has no interest in finding out. When your son tells you, he's giving reasons why he's not shteiging, why he's not doing what's appropriate. But it's not so much a question. It's more an explanation of what where he's holding. So sure, every person who's not shteiging will give you, I have many kashas on Yiddishkeit, there are many things that bother me. It's kiyoymu aleichem aleichem. These sons who are Rishoyim and all their tainas, they have tainas. But their tainas are not coming because of a question. It's not something they're asking you. It's something that they're saying to excuse themselves. It's not so much a question that wants a response. There's no lamer saying, asking for an explanation. And there's no question, they're not looking for an answer. It's an answer in itself. It's an answer explaining their lifestyle. They've gone off their taivas. There's a Yid wrote a book, Leon, his name's Leon Wurtzeler. I heard he became from, and I heard Rabbi Klinkow from the 9th Rebbe Nishi Farakwa told me he became from. He wrote a book on Kaddish, and maybe became from because the following Zug. At the time of the book, he wasn't a frum guy, and he wrote a Goynish book. My father, who does not read the Rechol much now because he's busy, read through this book, right? Like Alfred, I know, read through this book. It's a book, a Goynish book on Kaddish. He researched Kaddish. A Frayid, he was obsessed. He was saying Kaddish for a year for a parent, and he was obsessed with Kaddish. He researched it. Any Rosh Hashiva would be proud to have written that book. The research. Rishonim Achronim by the hundreds. Rishonim and Achronim, some that none of us heard of, some that we've heard of. All different. He's Ma'ayim, like Mamish Alamdin. And he darshans them, he's Medayikin them, he found rare manuscripts, all on Kaddish. And he wrote a book. It's printed, a Goyish printing company. It's a bestseller, a Times bestseller on Kaddish. With Lundus, with Hakiris, with Shailas, with Vardim. The only part of the book, or the main thing in the book that maybe Rashiva wouldn't do is he argues on Rishayim Nachrenim to his Vardim. Not true, he argues on them like a little sheriff, but he brings Rishayim and Nachrenim, and he handled, he was obsessed. The whole year that he was saying Kaddish to find out as much as he could about Kaddish, and he wrote a book. Somebody could translate in Hebrew and you have a new sefer on Kaddish, all the different shinim and achrayim and raid and kashas and steers and machloiksim, pshat and drush and soid and remes, hakol. That's this guy wrote a book. But at the beginning of the book, he writes that you may find the peculiar. I'm an irreligious Jew and I'm writing a whole lumpish book on this inyanim. So he says at the beginning of the book that I read this. He said, I'd love to tell you that I have intellectual reasons. I went to yeshiva, and I'd love to say that I have good intellectual reasons and a lot of questions on Yiddishkeit. He says, I want to tell you that, but I'll be honest, it was all taivas. The guy writes on himself. Maybe that's why I write. Like Yavin told me he became from Lubsaif. But this guy writes on himself that I'd love to tell you, like I wish I could tell you, it's because I have this kasha and that kasha. The honesty part of the man, but that's what many times, k'yoyim ralechem ralechem, people with tainas. They have this thing, I really, something bothers me. A bacher was a tzaddik. A bacher in the yeshiva, an erlich bacher was doing something wrong, and I asked him about it. He started telling me an intellectual taina he has on learning and other things. So I discussed with him. He was fully maskin that kashas can be born when a bacher is doing something shalaika haigin many times, or any yid. So shalaika haigin, it's mailin, it gives birth to kashas. In order to explain, it's not so much a question other than an answer to explain where he's holding. So that's kiyom ra'alechem neichem. But there's a lashon. I want to discuss what the Rosh's taina is. Yerushalmi, give over the Yerushalmi, and then discuss how to answer a Rosh based on a Yerushalmi. Before I get to the Yerushalmi, I'll ask you the following steer. We'll discuss the Yerushalmi. It says the emor lo, you tell the Rosh. So it says you're speaking to the Rosh, and it says bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, which we'll discuss what bavur zeh, what the answer of the Rosh. You say to the Rasha, if the Elim could turn back, I'm sorry, to do this, Shmais Yud Gimel Ches, to see it inside. Shmais Yud Gimel Ches, we saw that passage, let's see it inside. V'igad the Levin Chabayayim Ma'um, you tell your son, this is to the Rasha. The Gemara Darsh, this answer, and Agada said to the Rasha, you tell the Rasha, Bavur Zeh, because of this, Asa Hashem Li, Hashem did for me, B'tzeis Mitzrayim, we ran out of Mitzrayim. Now I want to tell you a reason of Pshat from Chaim Brisker, but there's not... I'm sorry, I'm being a little jumping around, but at the end of the session, we'll put everything together. Reb Chaim says, Pshat, what are you saying to the Rasha? You say, Bavur Zeh, because of this, Hashem did to me when we left Mitzrayim. The Rasha says, what's all this, what is all these details you're doing? Which we'll read in Yerushalmi in a minute. The Rasha says, Ma avoida zois, what is this avoida? The basic tine of the Rasha is, Rabbi, this is Pashup Shan, you'll appreciate a brisker saying this. The basic tine of the Rasha, as we'll see in Yerushalmi, the Rasha is the Rasha, this tine you'll hear from Americans left and right. What are all these details? We're sitting Pesach night, you want to have a good religion, let's talk philosophy, even let's sing all night. What is this attention to detail? The matzah, exactly how it's baked, ala chumras, we get together, we like baking matzahs, I think it's a beautiful thing. People go, they bake exactly, my brother-in-law goes, he makes calls to find every chumra in the world, what every rav, this one's machmel, like beautiful. Chaviva sam mitzvah, details of every mitzvah. Each mitzvah should be performed exactly and exactly. We learn the halachas before the Yom Tov. We're sitting every single day and we're learning 30 days before. So many details. Have a good heart. I understand the Karas HaToyv. Thank God for taking you out of Mitzrayim. Appreciate. What's all this? Ma avoida azois. What's all these details? Yiddishkeit becomes this religion in this book, Takiva Tats. The guy asks, then we'll all you know about this, Kasha. This religion of details, does God really care, you know, exact? Be, have a good heart. Better than a good heart. Appreciate he took you out of Mitzrayim. Ma avoida azois. What's all this specific that you're being so medaktik exactly perform the mitzvahs? Rabbi Shlomi took us out, appreciate it, sit and sing songs to Hashem, how much you appreciate what he did for you. But the mitzvahs, the exact detail, you do it. And the response is, Yigad b'levincha b'ayomahu. Tell the Rasha, Bavur zeh os Hashem li b'teis Mitzrayim. Which he learns, you're looking at it wrong, buddy. Rasha, you're looking at it that because he took us out, so then, like, to thank Hashem, I eat matzah as a remembrance, and I do all these details. It's my way of expressing thank you. You got it wrong. You know why he took us out? Only that I should do this. You're asking me, why am I doing eating matzah exactly and exact shiurim, and we have our charts out, Pesach, and you get the shiur. Does God come on, eat the matzah? Every yid, heilige yid, and it should be this, Rabbi say. Each one finding the shiur, and how much you have to swallow one shot, and have to say that everybody's nervous that I should get the right shiur. Beautiful. So the Rosh says, Ma avayda, what are you, come on. We'll sing songs, I'll sing with you too, but what are you? And the answer is, I'm not doing this to thank Hashem. Bavur zeh os Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. It was for this very mitzvah Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't now that he took me out, I thank Hashem and I do specific details. This is what Rabbeinu Shlom wants for me. Bavur zeh, because Hashem wanted me to do these mitzvahs for the matzah. Not because I went out to eat the matzah. I went out because of the matzah. Because Hashem wanted me to be Isaac. Rashi says on the spot, Bavur zeh, Bavur shekayim mitzvayisav kegoyim pesach matzah marar lalu. In order that I keep mitzvahs, all these detail is not simply how I express my thank you. Hashem only took me out that I should do all these details. That's what creates the keser with Hashem. Is the exact details, the exact following of Ratzon Hashem, that's the strong bond. It's not the good heart and the thanking, which is good, but it's the bond is going to Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvaysav. He was Mekadosh as he made us holy through the mitzvahs. These mitzvahs, these details that you're seeing, are the reason he took us out of Mitzrayim. Not he took us out and my response is, I'll do mitzvahs. He only took us out for Bavur Zeh. All these details you're seeing, which you're wondering why this has to be the way to thank Hashem, no. He only took us out. Ilua Yasham La Yanigal, you would never have gotten out. If you're not going to do these details, Hashem doesn't want us out. He only took us out for all these details. For this beautiful Kesher, Shekinshanu B'mitzvaysav, and you follow exactly Hashem's details, and we listen exactly how He wants to perform the mitzvahs, that's why He took us out. Bavur Zeh, it's for this precise reason of following His details, that He wants us out of Mitzrayim. The good-hearted Jew can stay in Mitzrayim. He doesn't need to be a Ben Chayrin. He doesn't need to be free time to learn and to study and to appreciate and to work on it. He could stay in Mitzrayim. Ilu Hashem Le'Nigol, Bavur Zeh, only because He wants us to have time to focus on details, to study details, to harv and learn about all the details and to perform each and every detail that He wants. He took us out. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi quotes, but before I get to the Yerushalmi, there's a stir in the Lashon of the Rasha. But actually, when the Rosh, when we respond to the Rosh, it says, "Va'amar lo," you tell him, and it says, "Bavur ze osa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim leave loy loy." Since he's hoytzi atzim in aklal, since he excluded himself, we say he's kaifer v'ikar. We say ilua yasham lo yenigal. If he would have been near, he wouldn't have been redeemed. There's a kash in the Baal Agada. We say ilu hayasham if he would have been there. A second ago, we're talking to him. You say to him, lay to him, and then the lashon you say is ilu hayasham. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been redeemed. Ilu hayasham. You should say, you talk to him. You don't say if he would have been there. You say ilu ata, if you would have been there. What's ilu hayasham if he would have been there? So I want to show you. So I want to show you a lashon of Yerushalmi. The lashon of the Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi is in the 10th parak of Psachim. It's in Alocha Dalad. The Yerushalmi says as follows. Ben Rasha Ma'waimer, what does the Rasha say? Ma avoida zois lachem, ma tereyach hazesh ata matrichim aleinu. What's this pain that you're putting on us? You're being matriacha so much. I understand, thank Hashem, but all this pain, b'chol shana v'shana, what is all this pain, these details that you're putting on us? So af ata emar lo say to him, b'avur ze osa Hashem li osa, l'oysa ya'ish la'yosa. To that man, Hashem didn't do it. L'oysa ya'ish, you're talking to him. Again, the Yerushalmi says, l'oysa ya'ish. You're talking to the guy. You're saying you wouldn't have gotten redeemed. Say you wouldn't have gotten redeemed. That's not what you say. You say lo oisa yaish. Ilu ya oisa yaish from Mitzrayim lo ya yoroi li girl misham leilam. If that man would have been in Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have gotten out. That's what you say to the Russia. If that man again in Yerushalmi, talk to him. Why are you talking to somebody else? And lechayr the pshat is as follows. The Russia never asked the question. The Russia was just excuses. He never was asking a question. To respond to an answer, you won't get anywhere. You could debate the Russia today till tomorrow. It's not debatable. He's not looking for answers. His question is not to find out an answer. Somebody who's not trying to find out an answer, you can't respond to him. So how do you talk to the Russia? The answer is let him over here. Don't talk to him. To the Russia, you say, the Russia, you have nothing to say to him. The way to respond to the Russia is talk to somebody else and let him over here. The response to the Russia is that Ilu Hayasham, you're giving a shir. You're giving a shir and you're speaking about how we got out of Mitzrayim. You're speaking about mitzvahs, what it means, a connection with the Bar Yoylam. What it means following mitzvahs are the things that give us Kedusha. Following the Bar Yoylam Sivuyim. Asher Kedshanu b'mitzvaysav. Following the Rabbanu Shalom Sivuyim, being interested in exactly the Rabbanu Shalom Sivuyim. Exactly how do you're going to have a person who learns Torah all day but doesn't follow the mitzvahs, doesn't have a chavivus on mitzvahs, doesn't have an appreciation for mitzvahs, doesn't focus in. He's missing the kesher, lomos amenas lasis. The mitzvahs asher kedshanu b'mitzvaysav, if we learn, and the Torah vadas tam Torah k'nege kulam, but the learning has to be in an oifen that brings us to the mitzvahs, and we have to allow it and concentrate on that. To concentrate on each asher kedshanu b'mitzvaysav, the Kedusha comes about through a careful attention to Rabban Shalom Sivuyim. And to focus in on the Rabban Shalom Sivuyim, to figure out exactly what the Ratzon Hashem is, and how Hashem wants to perform it. And to do it with the Geshmak, and to do it with the focus, and Pashat with a care, Shekin Shonu B'mitzvaysav. This is God's will. This is the Rabban Shalom's will. Shekin Shonu B'mitzvaysav. Ba'avur Zeh, this is why Hashem took it out of Mitzrayim. That we should, like Rashi and Chumash says, Rashi Taka said, Bavur Zeh, Bavur Shekayim Mitzvaysav. In order, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that I should concentrate on these details. I should bond with the Bar Yoylam. This is my Kesher Shekinshon Mitzvaysav. This is what gives us Kedusha. But to tell the Russia that he won't listen, so let him overhear it. Say, give a shir, and let him overhear the shir. Let the Russia sit in on a shir, and you speak about what mitzvahs are. And you speak about him, about unity, but he's hoitzi atzim naklau. Speak about unity. Speak about what it means to be shtel tzu to Klal Yisrael, to attach oneself to Klal Yisrael. The Russia who overhears this will understand that you're not speaking to him. The Eitzah to the Rasha, so that will answer the Sphere in Agada. The Balagada writes, Emarla Yuseitim. But then he says, Ilu HaYasham, which is not Noichach, is not talking to him. Because the way to communicate with the Rasha is don't respond. Hakei Yashina, which one Psha means to ignore him. Don't respond to him. He said, he comes, he's a good time, I want to tell you. But then store in your mind, let him overhear at Dvar Torah. Let him overhear. He overhears, he's not on the defensive. He overhears. And then he makes a Rasham. Amol, this is an eight, even in Chinuch. Not Chas from here, but in Chinuch, you're not dealing with any Rishon. But Amol in Chinuch, a Bachar has a question. You don't feel he's ready for the answer. You don't feel he's, from Eze Tam, or could be different reasons, the person's ready to hear an answer. So you store it in the back of your mind, and he's sitting at a Shabbos table once, at your Shabbos table, a while later. And you say Dvar Torah from the Dvar Torah, it's better. The person hears and digests, and then the person can take it in. Amol, the best eight is not to tell direct. Which is Pshad L'chayr Pshad here with the Rashas. That's not by Rishon, that's not Mechinech Eitzah. But here by the Ben Rasha who's attacking, who's saying, who's giving answers, he says to you, he doesn't ask you. When it's clear that he doesn't want answers, so he said, I hear what you're saying. But then we take the opportunity to allow him to overhear, as a Lashni Yishalmi La'isa Ya'ish. To that man, to this son who Taka is not asking questions, to this son, like we said in Dvarim Perek Vav, Allah Mish Pasaches. Like we said over there, this son Taku is not asking questions. So you can't answer him. You can't tell him direct. He's not asking, but he's saying to you, Kiyom Ralech, he's just saying to you. So he's not asking questions, you can't give him answers. Which is why the Baal HaGadah says, Ilu HaYasham, if he would have been there. I'm not going to respond, L'noichach. Even though it's Zemarla, the way to communicate to him, the way to say to him, is to allow him overhear things. Let him overhear a good Dvar Torah, let him overhear, let him see, let him experience. Let him experience a Shabbos, invite him to Shabbos, nothing will you tell him, will you talk to him. Let him experience a Shabbos, let him overhear. And I have to tell him, buddy, that's not the way he listens to Musa. Then it's already confrontational. Then it's already, he's defending himself, he's not going to listen to you. Let him overhear, let him say, Amol and a Bachar is a Shaila. Amol, you want to give Musa to Bachar, if you tell him Musa direct, you're confronting. You're confronting, he gets defensive, he starts giving answers, it doesn't work that way. You let him overhear something, he's not on the defensive, he hears it, it goes in, he thinks about it, he chaps, he dahers. That's the pshat by the Rasha, that's the Baal HaGadah is telling us, teaching us how to respond to the Ben HaRasha. To end with one, on the back to the parsha. That's Lagabi to Ben Rasha. That's Lagabi mitzvah with details. It's something that I've been on a campaign. I told Avi Brickman, he was proud of me. I've been on this campaign already for a few months now in Eretz Yisrael. I was mechuzik on this. A campaign, Rabbi Isai, that our only eights in the world, is we have to all learn, we're going to perform the mitzvah of matzah. We're going to eat matzah. To stop doing mitzvah nashmo madadik. Just okay, humdrum. So guy eats his matzah. Rabbi Isai with the chavivos. With the love for the mitzvah, with the passion. The Rasha says the Rasha is not so different. It's not so different than many people say now. What's all the excitement? You didactic how, you bake your matzahs. Say that, give a shalom. The Rasha just wants, give shalom on us with details. You give me, you're making sure you're learning the halachas before I told Bachum. A Bachum said to me this week, it's such a no. A Bachum said that this year he decided Purim. He's not just going to come to Purim and do his regular Purim thing. He wants to have a special Purim. So he learned the halachas before Purim, and he said it was the best Purim of his life. He performed the mitzvah, Sayyim. Comes to Pesach, Rabbi, said, let's learn the halachas. Let's know what we're doing. Let's learn the halachas of matzah, how much, when, where. Let's go to Veshikon Shirim. Let's know what we're doing. And then perform it to the chavivos, with Allah, Asher Kedshanu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim only four mitzvahs. For this, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. For these details that you're scoffing, because you view it, this is like a way to thank Hashem. No. Hashem only took us out. This is what Hashem wants from us. Hashem can shonu b'mitzvayisim. You want to know why Hashem wants? We can discuss it. But the ikar shaychus to Hashem is following exactly His commands, getting into His commands, doing His commands with chavivos. Realizing this is what makes us special, Rabbi, so we perform this, we could dance and sing a lot of the Pesach night. The best time to dance when you make this bracha. Shekid shanu b'mitzvayso with a rizig and niggin maybe. I don't, just scream it, shout it. Shekid shanu b'mitzvayso. It was mekadosh of the mitzvahs. There's a family in Eretz Yisrael, the Atik Mishpacha, the Arizga Gedolim, a whole bunch of brothers, or Mendel Atik, a whole bunch of brothers that are Arizga Gedolim. And a God, one of the Gedolim we went to in Eretz Yisrael told us, the Chevra went to Eretz Yisrael, he told us, Chaim was there, can be made to this. He told us that, this, a God told us, that why was this Mishpacha Zeich, that the family are Gedolim? And he said, because the Tata, this is a God, I don't know how he knows, spoke to Malachim, I don't know. But he said that the father of this mishpacha, when he made a brach on Torah, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu lasek v'divrei Torah. When he made a brach of thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu lasek v'divrei Torah. When he made that brach every morning, so he said he would make the bracha. This is what one of the gedolim we went to told us. That when he made this bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvaysav, V'Tzivanu Lasek V'Divrei Torah, he said without a guzma, you could hear from blocks away. Without any guzma, he said with no exaggeration, he said he spoke to people who heard it, or he heard it. I don't think he said he heard it. He said he spoke to people who heard it. He said you could hear it from blocks away. From blocks away you heard him scream the bracha. Asher Kidshanu with such a rizig excitement. This is how we have to perform mitzvah. The reason we're excited, the Shekhin Shanu, Bavur Zeh, we were taken out of Mitzrayim for this, for all these details, not just to be good-hearted people, we could stay in Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the details. That's the Kesher of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the Shaychus performing his Tzivuyim. That's the Shaychus. That's how Hashem makes the Shaychus. By listening to details, how he does the mitzvah, getting excited about the details, focusing on details, learning about the details. And the Rosh was asking, "Ma avoda zayis lachem? What's this avoda? The Dafka is the word avoda, this work. As the Yerushalmi says, "Ma atircha? What's all these details? What's all these details?" And this person was not asking a question, was saying a statement. He's Omer Lo, he's not asking you, he's not Yishalcha, he's not asking you anything. He's Yomer, he's saying to him, he's giving Terusa for his lifestyle, you can't answer him direct. Just let him experience. Let him see, Ilu Ayasham, if he would have been there. He overhears, he's thinking, it might not even be what you say to him, but he hears you say things which lead him to understand that Oysa Yish, this person who overhears, you're not talking directly to him. Let him experience. To him, tell him, say that I feel badly that you feel that way. Right there. Then let him experience. But let him experience. Invite him to us and let him experience. Let him see. Let him learn derech agav. You can't attack direct. That's what's happening in Agada. To end with one word from your palm on the parasha back. Start with the parasha Pesach, back to the parasha. To one word. The palm asks that in the parasha it says in the parasha for most animals. The two simanim needed for an animal to be kosher. It has split hooves and it chews its cud. Sheisash, yesan, it's malegera. Most animals have none of those. Most not kosher animals have no simanim. There are four animals which only have one simen. So Rav Palm asks, why does the Torah make the point? The Torah says those four animals that have one simen, it says it has this thing, but it doesn't have that. In the parasha, It says about those four animals, it has this good sin. Just say it's straight. The Torah is madgish. The Torah stresses the four animals, and it says it has this good simon, but it doesn't have that one, so it's not kosher. Why is it stressed? So Rav Palm said, why it's here, this is for this, I just, we have 1 minute to give over, I like the musa he's giving over. Rav Palm says it's a lesson how to be mechanech. Rav Palm learned from this, why here is the lesson mechanech? Good question. Rav Palm learned from here how to be mechanech. He said the dogish has to be there are good things. There could be criticism, but the dogish has to be there are good things. As Rav Yerucham used to say, it's nish good. It's not good if a person doesn't know his chesroinus. But oy vavoy, if he doesn't know his milus. So the Torah says, you should know it has this. Yeah, but it's missing that. But when the Torah wants to tell you what it's missing, it's worth madgish what it has. Rav Palm said that he had a Talmud. It's in the Sefer, Smith's Sefer on Chumash Rav Palm. He says there that Rav Palm had a Talmud. who wasn't doing well like this. And Rav Pom, he was first that became a Rebbe Pom, and Rav Pom called the parent. The father was a Rav. And Rav Pom told him that your son is very smart, but he's doing terribly, and he told him how badly he's doing. Then, so the father, while Rav Pom, the father of meeting, the father was a Rav, called for his son to come into the room. So Rav Pom started having a tremendous chalishus that the father's going to blast the kid. And the father said to the kid that your Rebbe tells me you're doing amazing. And he thinks he could even do better. And he said the child went on to become a Rizga Talmud Chacham. And Rav Pom said it was a tremendous muster. He said it was a big effect on his career in Chinuch. Because he felt he messed it up. He was negative to the kid. And if his father would have been negative to the kid, it's very possible all would have been lost. The kid would have just gone off. The kid, to be told his chesroinus, he didn't tell the kid any very big chiddush. The Rebbe, this who uptaged, these are your chesroinus. The kid yawns. The kid knows his chesroinus. He's very, unfortunately, befrat in our dar, people are very, are ganz attuned to the chesroinus usually. Somehow our dar, we're good at being tuned. Tell the kid this a milus. Ah, you told him a chiddush. You know, I see milus in you. The kid's, really? That's a big chiddush to the kid. Tell him his milus, and there's what to work on. That also, but tell him through telling the milus. And Rav Pom said it was a lesson to him how to be mechanech, and he says this chinuch on this kid is what caused the kid to be a Talmud Chacham. Without it, the kid would have been lost. That's Rav Pom, with his eyesight that he had, that's what Rav Pom saw. And he said, that's what the Torah is teaching me this lesson. It's madgish in the Torah. It has this milus, but listen, it has this chesaron. But the Torah is madgish in the milus, it has also. In telling you about the chesaron, about the siman it's missing on these four animals, the Torah is madgish that it does have a milus. Because that's the way it tells something about a chesaron. It has to be the milus also. I always felt, before I knew this Yerpan, I never wanted a Rebbe who couldn't criticize me. If a Rebbe couldn't criticize him for good, I never accept him as a Rebbe. That's not the Rebbeim I wanted. The Rebbeim that I felt to choose, a Rebbeim who can give it to me good. But on one tonight, they also complimented. If they didn't compliment us only, then I'm a cynical, uncritical person that I don't want. If they could also compliment and point out the bad, it's the Beseder. That's a Rebbe. If they could only, if it's only the bad, I don't need that. If it's the good and pointing out the bad, that's the Rebbe's just saying the good's also missing. It's also missing. Point out the Aris. This combination, the Torah also says, and what's wrong with it? You have to know good what's good with it, and there's something that could be better. There's something that's missing. That combination, that's the Eitz of Chinuch. That's where Pom learns from these Pesukim. Agud and Shabbos.
Second shelf. Thank you.